Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everybody. The Camaro C28.com podcast, episode number 70.
Sweet.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, first one of the new year.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Let's get this thing going.
Got a lot to talk about.
That's right.
A whole lot to talk about. First of all, we're going to cover some hot GM news. You probably already know all about it, but we're going to cover it anyway and give our thoughts and opinions on it.
Sure.
We're going to delve a little bit deeper into the Z28 versus SS
Vag
online
debate.
Fist fight.
Yeah.
Because
again,
gave like a little 2-minute spiel on it, and I think people took it the wrong way. So I got to do a little clarification.
Okay.
You know, because people are all mad at me now. Hey, we got another contest. You want to win a free iPod? This one's going to be a little thought-provoking, but it'll be really easy, just like the previous contest. And we're going to have a special bonus prize.
Yeah.
And talk about a couple other things. But let's get back into the thick of things with the whole New Year bit. Chris,
yeah.
Where were we 1 year ago right now?
1 year ago right now, we were anticipating the new Camaro at the 2006 auto show in Detroit.
Yep. It would be
part of that whole festivities.
It was in 5 days, it'll be exactly 1 year.
Was it on the 9th?
It was on the 9th.
Yep.
January 9th.
Man, was that something.
That's right.
You know, the day before at the Heritage Museum.
Oh, man. And then, of course, seeing the big deal unveiled.
Yeah.
That was, like we mentioned before, that was a night to experience.
It was a whirlwind experience.
That's right.
Unbelievable. It's been almost a year.
So
wow.
Then Saturday night is the star-studded GM style event.
That's right.
Like, well, who's going to be there?
Oh, I think Christian Slater.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Lindsay Lohan was supposed to be there.
Yeah.
But Jay-Z is supposed to be there.
Jay-Z, Mario Lopez.
Yeah, Carmen Electra.
Vivica A. Fox.
Chris Frezza and Jason Debler are going to be there.
That's right.
That's right. We are going to be there.
That's right.
And we're something we're really looking forward to, although I'm going to feel odd in those clothes because I don't normally wear those sorts of things to,
yeah.
And I don't normally go to fashion shows. But
yeah. Fashion shows with cars, no less.
Yeah.
This is going to be kick-ass.
Yeah. And I don't know what to say other than we're going to try to get as much footage and pictures of the night as possible.
Right.
Of course, me like doing the shocker symbol in front of Christian Slater or something like that. But or me trying to schmooze Carmen Electra with my wife getting angry at me.
We'll put up all the pictures from walking the red carpet and stuff like that, yeah.
Absolutely right, with all the flash bulbs going off. And
the paparazzi.
And now world-renowned webmasters, Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Mr. Debler, Mr. Frezza, you know.
Who are you?
move along, you know. I don't know. Carrot Top. Carrot Top is coming out of the... Yeah,
we want to talk to Slater. I mean, Mario Lopez.
Right, Slater. And what's this supposed to be there is, like we've hinted for months now, that's the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
The Camaro concept convertible.
Heck yeah.
If you haven't been on the internet in the past 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, someone broke the embargo already.
Again, and I can tell you, I know from firsthand verbalization, people are not happy. Again, for people not, you know, honoring the embargo on these images.
I just want to know how people can get away with constantly breaking the embargo and leaking these pictures early.
It's because GM doesn't do anything about it.
And then... You know, once one person puts them out, then it's just the floodgates are open and just everybody releases their pictures.
Well, that's
the
only reason
time.
Why we have the picture on our website
right.
At the main page of CamaroZ28.com is because we were told specifically, well, there's nothing that can be done to stop it now. You might as well just leave them there.
Yeah.
You know, we've always been pretty honorable about it, but what really, what are they going to do?
We honor the embargo.
Yeah, but
I mean, why can't anybody else?
Because they don't need to. Let's say a big name major magazine. I'm not even going to, just one of the top magazines, they break the embargo. What's the GM going to do? Say, you're cut off?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how that works.
So, I mean, they kind of have GM by the stones there. And I think it's crap because it hurts everybody.
Yeah.
You know, being the first out there, yeah, that's great
for
a day.
Isn't always the best.
Well, it's great for a day, but it hurts the other guys. I just don't think it's, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair. And I don't think it's honorable.
I know.
So
I'm right there with you, buddy.
But I mean, that's one rant.
But anyways, we were talking about the convertible.
Yeah, which is going to kick ass. I mean, look at the pictures, man. It's an awesome car.
Hugger orange. And what's the name of those stripes?
Well, there's various names, but the word that was given to me was dark gunmetal.
Dark gunmetal.
They're not black. Look closely at those pictures, friends. They are not
cool.
Black. And how about, okay, it's nice that they toned down the interior.
Uh-huh.
I love the interior on it.
Oh, yeah.
And the wheels and the cool little color ring around it.
Yeah, the red little ring.
Yeah. Well, I guess it'd be orange because it matches the color of the car.
I'm waiting to see the wheels in person. I'm not a big fan of the pictures.
No, I really like them. I think I like them a lot better than the ones on the
I'm going to wait to hear them, see them in person to pass judgment.
With Carmen Electra draped over the hood.
Yeah. Well, that can't hurt.
Or Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. Oh,
God, what a visual. Yeah, it's I'm very happy with it. I like the direction it's going. The one thing I think I want to make clear this time around is that everybody's still criticizing bits and pieces of the interior.
Of course.
That I don't think it's going to be exactly the same.
No, this is not a production car that they're showing here.
This is still a concept, just like it was 1 year ago.
Right. We're going to have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to meet lots of people.
Yep.
And we're going to see some kick-ass cars.
Yep. Jay Leno's going to take me for a ride in one of his.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if he'd be there.
Yeah.
Rub some elbows. And they'll still say, who are you again?
Yeah.
Why are you talking directly at me?
Oh, well.
No problem.
It'll be fun.
All right.
I'm bringing my camera.
Hey, the pictures speak for themselves. You know, we don't really need to say much about it.
Yep, go to the front page.
It's getting better and better.
CamaroZ28.com.
Yep.
Take a look at it.
Yep, click the link, and there's more news where that came from.
That's right.
In the 5th Gen Forum. Everybody's already talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're in for, with us being the first podcast of 2007, I think we're in for a great year.
Another great year of
Camaro information and news and all that goes along with it.
We're just another year closer.
Yeah, that's right. It's not going to be long. It might seem like it, but it's not going to be long before.
God, the first year flew by.
Yeah. It's next thing you know, we're going to be driving our own.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Yeah. So I guess I got to do a little clarification, like I mentioned before, on the Z28 versus SS.
Okay. Sure.
Catastrophe. I don't know what it is. What I said last week was taken a touch out of context. I never meant to imply that heritage didn't matter or the names themselves didn't matter or anything like that. All I was trying to say, everybody, is that no matter if they put Z28 on it or if they put SS on it or even if they put something else on it, it's going to be an awesome car. From top level to bottom level, it's going to be an awesome car.
That's right.
GM knows what this car means to us and them. It means just as much to them as it does for us. So what my point was, not to worry about what's going to be badged what at this point, because whatever you can get your hands on, it's going to be great. That's it.
Yeah. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Heritage is great.
Right.
You know.
We're still going to be CamaroZ28.com and CamaroSS.com.
And CamaroZL1.com.
That's right.
And various, how many domains do we have?
Too many.
Yeah, I can't remember them all. But that's my point I was trying to make. I didn't want anybody to take that the wrong way. SS is top dog. I'm only kidding. I personally, I don't care what is the top dog is named. Because here's how I can phrase it.
Okay.
I personally do not care what the top dog Camaro is named, because I know it's going to be the top dog Camaro.
Okay.
It's going to be badass. It's going to be
badass.
You know, it's going to suck the face right off your skull as it flies by you fast. It's, you know, make you crap yourself. See, everybody lighten up.
Yeah.
Argue about it till the cows come home. It's going to be what it's going to be, and it's going to be kick-ass.
Right.
End of story. Well, maybe. Let's run a contest.
All right.
Yeah.
This is the third month of our six-month contest for giving away an iPod for 6 months.
This is such a heated debate, we can't just let it end there.
Oh, we can. Of course not.
Now that we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to perpetuate it.
Yeah. We want to hear what you think.
If you could say Z28 or SS, but not both.
Right.
If it was going to be only one badge and that was it.
Which one would it be?
And you can't say, oh, because of heritage. No, you got to come up with a real thought-provoking answer. You got to really defend why it should be Z28 or SS.
Yeah.
It's got to be one of the two this time.
One of the two.
All you got to do is give us a call, leave us a quick little message on our voicemail, be as upset about it, be as passionate about it, be as angry about it, be as forceful about it as you want. Just keep it as clean as possible. At the end of the month, we're going to pick the one that really has some guts behind it.
Yeah.
And some real reasoning, real good reasoning, something that we haven't heard the same old carbon copy spiel.
Yeah.
We're going to give away a free iPod. And as a bonus, because this is going to be an interesting one, we're going to give away a Hot Wheels concept Camaro that's signed by Chris and myself and Scott Settlemyer to the one that we pick.
Sweet.
Yeah? This is going to kick butt. So you want to get involved, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they do, right? Well, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
This should be really interesting to hear from people on this one.
They're so passionate about this that there's no reason why they shouldn't be calling in.
That's right.
Because they're going to vocalize their thoughts in English, not, you know, in text on a screen, to several hundred people.
Okay.
And I want to hear what people really have to say. I mean, I'm not saying that the previous things that have been said, you know, the heritage and everything, I'm not discounting that, but I'm saying that I want to hear a real, unique, solid reasoning for this.
Right.
What's your pick, Chris?
My pick would be SS.
Okay.
I've always been fond of the Super Sport.
I think I agree.
Although I do own a Z28.
Right. And the main crux is Camaro Z28.com. See, you know, I even can flip both ways.
Yeah.
But you guys out there that are listening, and I know that you're very, very steadfast on one side or the other. Let's hear it, man. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll give you some free stuff, and we'll let you give your say your piece right here on the podcast.
Yeah. How about Z28SS?
Just like the original 96 was supposed to be. Yeah. It wasn't supposed to turn into SS. They had to get approval for that.
Oh, okay.
And that's why it was going to be Z28SS, because it was, you know, at that time SLP was just kind of doing like an offshoot thing.
What about an RSSS?
Okay, just between you and I, Chris.
Yeah.
It's funny you bring up RS, because other people have brought it up on the board too. What if that was thrown into the mix? Not for the contest. We're talking Z28SS alone, but just, you know, since
we're just talking amongst ourselves right now.
Yeah, turn the MP3 off right now. Okay, now that they're not listening. What if it was like a, well, just what if it was out there? You know, what if there was RSSS Z28 and something else?
ZL1.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's not like I just registered the domain name or anything, but. All right, guys. Yeah, let's hear what you got to say. This ought to be good. A good way to kick off the year. Well, I guess we've really filled up our podcast with a lot of good stuff this time.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one.
Uh-huh.
I think if we don't get any phone calls on this one, I'm just going to keep all the iPods for myself.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, yeah, definitely get that in. Maybe I'll see if I can find some other goodies to give away.
Yeah.
You know, because this is a tough one. This is going to make people really think, because it's got to be something that's...
very thought-provoking,
yeah.
Unique.
You got to be able to back it up.
Think outside of the box.
Right. You got to back it up as to why.
That's right.
Let's hear it. Let the rest of the world hear it, too.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week, and...
we're going to talk about...
our fun that we had at the GM Style event.
Yeah, we're going to rub it in. We kick ass.
All right.
That's going to do it. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Yeah. Either through iTunes or through the streaming... on the website,
or the phone.
Or the telephone. Yeah. All the information is in the podcast forum. We will definitely see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.